Hey, this is Demolis of Elder Scrolls Guild on Elder Scrolls Online. This is the best loot run for Tier 1 materials and soul gems. Probably the best loot run that I've ever been on, all the way up to level 14. So, how do you do it? Well, first of all, you want to empty out your bag as much as you can, because there is a lot of loot per kill of a mini-boss in this dungeon. This is the famous Shi'ogorath's Tongue, and you can go ahead and map over to Sathrum Plantation Way Shrine. The coordinates on a map are 19,53. Then you want to head up the hill, up two flights of ladders, and go on in and kill your way all the way to the back of the dungeon, which would only take you a couple of minutes, maybe 10 minutes. But you want to go ahead and read every single bookshelf, because I find oftentimes I at least get one or two free skill points from reading the books. So you can level up your skills while you do the loot run at the same time. So head all the way to the back. There is going to be a sky shard. If you haven't already gotten it, go ahead and get it. And then you will find a table with some sacrificial stuff on top of it. That is where a boss called Calls to Nature spawns every time a player comes into the dungeon. So because this is so popular, the boss spawns quite often, and every single time her and her lackey spawn both at the same time, you'll find that she is just, when she spawns, she just looks like she's calling up to the heavens to do some sort of basically calling out to nature. So you kill her, and there are a couple of, there is one main named item that you get almost every other time. That's called Madcaller's Touch. It is a restoration staff. It's not bad for level 14. It is a green, but you get a lot of staffs, and you get a lot of iron armor and weapons, and also a lot of medium and light clothing. So you're just going to be completely filled. Plus you get those soul gems, which, you know, are pretty expensive if you try to get them yourself. So this is a fantastic loot run. You'll find a lot of people there. Just make sure that you get credit for assisting and helping Calls to Nature, because that is the boss that drops all the stuff. So make sure that you get in there and you get a couple of good hits in there. Sometimes you got to wait a while, depending on how popular the dungeon is. More people, the better. Of course, it's really not so good when you got some people that are really, really, really high level in there doing the loot run, because they could sometimes mess it up for everybody else when other people can't get a hit in. All right, well, that's Shi'ogorath's Tongue loot run. Make sure you empty out your bags, and happy questing. I will post my next loot run sometime next week. Thanks for listening.